It's Tuesday, January 21st, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On January 13th, three Christian Kenyan teachers were murdered by Al-Shabaab Muslim militants. Their names were Caleb Mutua, Titus Ushindi, and Samuel Kyonzu. The Worldview spoke to Nathan Johnson, Regional Director for Africa, about the attack.
There are plenty of attacks that happen in Kenya, but they're all almost solely along the border with Somalia, within 50 to 100 miles of the border of Somalia. It's because Al-Shabaab, the terrorist group based out of Somalia, actually comes into Kenya to attack, mainly Christian targets sometimes, and it's kind of rarely that sometimes military or governmental targets as well. But they specifically are attacking Christians to provoke and to harm the Kenyan government because the Kenyan government has been helping the Somalian government fight Al-Shabaab.
Johnson asked that American Christians would pray for the families of the three men who were killed and that the government would bring justice to their killers.
Pray for their spiritual welfare, obviously. Pray for their physical welfare as well. Again, when you lose a son or a husband there, a lot of times means you're going to lose access to food or medical care, or you're not going to have as much money in general. So pray for them to be able to take care of themselves financially. And then I would also pray for the Kenyan government to